Our scripture today is from the book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 15 to 17, and again, 21 to 22. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for this time of being in your word together. Your word, Lord, who we know is Jesus Christ, has shown grace and mercy in our lives always. And we ask you this day that our hearts, our minds are open to receive this gift. We also pray for the expounding on the word for the sermon. May it be pleasing to you also and used for your glory alone. We thank you that your light shines even now, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 3, verse 15 to 17, verse 21 to 22. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Baptism.
Now, I know many of you are very surprised to see that we're talking about baptism today. Because I know that all of you know that you've memorized the liturgical calendar, and Baptism Sunday was actually 2 weeks ago. I know you know this, so surprise. It was 2 weeks ago, and we had the Gideon speakers who did listen to his message. And last week I wasn't here due to COVID, so today's Baptism Sunday. I love Baptism Sunday. I like to have the opportunity to talk about baptism and the sacraments. So I thought it was important that we didn't skip it, that we still addressed it. Now, baptism, as you know, is one of our sacraments, the other of our sacraments being communion. Now, many of you are familiar with baptism and how baptism works, though honestly, baptism has been argued on the proper way to do it. I heard a story once that there were two pastors who were arguing about the proper way to baptize someone. One pastor was for full immersion, while the other pastor was for sprinkling on the head. Now, the sprinkler asked the immersion pastor, if you immerse a person in water up to their shins, are they baptized? And the pastor said, no, they're not baptized. And the sprinkler said, well, what if you immerse them up to their waist? Are they baptized? He said, no, they're not baptized. He said, what if you immerse them up to their belly button? He said, nope, still not baptized. Excuse me. He said, well, what if you immerse them up to their chest? He said, well, still not baptized yet. And the sprinkler said, well, all right, what if you immerse them right up to their top of their forehead? And he said, no, they're not baptized, not yet. And he said, well, then what if you immerse them so that the water is just barely right at the very top of the crown of their head? And he says, yes, now they're baptized. And the sprinkler says, so now what you're saying is that all that really matters is just a little water on the top of your head. I don't know who won that argument, but we in the United Methodist tradition are sprinklers. My wife comes from Baptist tradition, and they are immersers. Baptist church have the pool in the front of the church. However it's done, and however much we argue about how it should be done, excuse me, the thing about baptism is what it means really isn't argued about. That is a agreed upon. Baptism, as I have long said it, is a Jesus's or God's PDA for us. PDA, of course, being public display of affection. It's that moment in our lives where God wraps us in His arms and says in front of everyone, "I love this person." Now, baptism can be done when you're a child or when you're an adult. It doesn't matter at what point in one's life one is baptized. And the reason that is because the direction of baptism is not us to God. The direction is from God to us. Meaning, what baptism is that moment when God lavishes God's love on us in that moment. Now, how many times in your life can you be baptized? Just one. Just one time. How many times in your life can you do communion? Many as you want. Now, in our church, we have communion once a month. I remember the days when communion was once a quarter. John Wesley celebrated communion three or four times a week. Communion is about remembering. It's about remembering what Jesus had done upon the cross through His death and resurrection. It's about remembering that love and being sustained by the body and blood of Christ. Baptism's different. It's not about remembering. It's about God enfolding us. It's not about us accepting God. It's about God wrapping us in His arms and bringing us to His family. And God only needs to do that once, because God doesn't kick us out. God doesn't eject us from His family. It's not a case where a baptism doesn't take. That moment where the person says is coming up for baptism, And the pastor comes down and lays his hand on him with the water. It's the world, the congregation, seeing that God loves that person. And that's why we can baptize babies. Because the choice for baptism belongs to God. Because the baby doesn't understand what's going on, it doesn't mean that the baptism doesn't count, because it's God who does it. Now, the neat thing about baptism is that it's God bringing us into our family. So, baptism is about identity, who we belong to now. There are some Christian traditions where when you get baptized, you change your name to your Christian name. It's part of that identity change. Now, I am not just Justin, but I am Justin who is in love by the God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My identity, my core, is wrapped up in God. That is now who I am. I was, in preparation for the sermon, I read a baptism book by a professor of mine, John Burgess. And he had said that when one gets baptized, one's identity changes to be now mixed in with God. So the sin that we commit in our lives is not just some trivial attempt at temptation, but our sin now signifies a loss of identity, a forgetfulness. That when we commit sin now, it's really a matter of we forget whose we are. We think that we're our own. And the truth is, too, in this world is vying for our attention. This world wants to label us any way it possibly can. It wants our identity to be a part of it. We could be identified as so many different things in this world. We could be Pepsi lovers or Coke drinkers. We could be Republicans. We could be Democrats. We could be independent. We can be nerds. We can be jocks. We can be geeks. We could be dancers. We could be wallflowers. The world wants to label us and identify us by its own mark. But what baptism does is it shows us that at our very core, we belong to God. First and foremost, always and forever. But we forget that sometimes. We walk down our own path. We do our own thing. We sin. And we forget whose we are. Martin Luther had once said that he believes that when we wake up in the morning, now you know who Martin Luther is, right? He helped to lead the separation from the Catholic Church and helped to fund the Protestantism. He believes that as you wake up every morning, the very first thing that you should do is a sign of the cross. And the reason he said you should do the sign of the cross is because you are reminded then that you belong to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that is whose you are. Baptism starts us there. The rest of that journey then is to remember that. The church has a way of doing that, and it's called a remember your baptism. Many of us don't remember our baptism. I was baptized when I was months old. And honestly, I can barely remember what happened last week. So it's not a matter of remembering our baptism. It's a matter of remembering that we are baptized. In fact, the liturgy in the Methodist Church is remember your baptism and be thankful. Martin Luther said that one should remember their baptism on a regular basis. And the way he said to help this is not just a sign of the cross, but also every time you wash your face, remember that you are baptized. When you dip your hands in the water, you're in the shower and you wipe your face, remember that the water was poured over you to not only cleanse you, but to mark you as God's own, to bring you into the family. Being a baptized believer is to say that I am God's. It's not salvation. It's not a saving. Christ did that for us upon the cross. We remember that through communion. Baptism reminds us that no matter what, God will always walk by our side, saved or not. That God will love us every step of the way, whether we forget or not. Because God claimed us and isn't letting us go. The joy of baptism is that we're part of a family that does not relinquish us. And that is something that we can all rejoice over. I close with this final prayer. Lord, as I enter the water to bathe, I remember my baptism. Wash me by your grace. Fill me with your Spirit. Renew my soul. I pray that I might live as your child today and honor you in all that I do. In the name of Jesus, we pray this. Amen and amen. Go in peace.